Would you ever call him a pillow slip?
Yes, we did.
Okay, mm-hmm. pronounce mm-hmm. it for me.
Pillow slip.
But that's, she uh-huh. would. Mm-hmm. She would call him. And the thing that we, now that we have electricity, the thing we watch in the evening, we watch programs on.
Television.
Yeah. Yeah. Would your mother ever wear anything in the kitchen over her clothes to keep them clean?
Yes, and that was one of the things I put down. They had at one period of time an apron that they called a Hoover apron. And I don't know whether you've ever heard of
that. No, ma'am, that is one of the Hoover apron.
Mm-hmm. And they were larger than just an ordinary apron. It was sort of a smock affair that...
Okay, like, really covered your clothes.
Really covered your clothes, uh-huh.
Covered everything. Okay. I wonder if you could tell me now about, as much as you can, about what the ranch, what people who worked out on the ranch, you know, with the cattle and doing things, what they would have worn, what was the kind of clothing that they would wear?
Oh, just a denim overall, probably the bib type overalls, and heavy shirts.
Okay. Shirts were made out of?
I think same sort of thing that we use now, cotton.
Okay. Would they ever wear anything like chambray?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would they ever wear pants? I mean, you said they wore overalls, so they.
Well, I think when they were working, they wore their overalls.
Right.
If they went to town, they wore their suit and their pants and vest and.
Okay. Would they have called those dress-up pants? Would they have ever called them trousers?
Yes.
I was wondering if there was a difference between
no,
pants and trousers.
No, they called them pants more than trousers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And. In the wintertime, what would they wear when it was real cold?
Long underwear.
Okay.
Everyone wore long underwear. Little kids, big kids.
And would they ever wear anything over their overalls? A heavy...
heavy Mackinaw-type coats, heavy coats.
Okay. Okay. And what kind of shoes would they wear?
They were tie shoes, but they... not until recent years did they wear much in the form of cowboy boots, as you're thinking. They didn't
wondering.
Seem to do that. They had cowboy shoes that they may have worn when they were riding horses, but goodness, they didn't do that much horseback riding. But they used the horses with the horse and buggy and came to town in the horse and buggy and
right.
in the with the team and buggy, you know. And we had the little single... sulky type buggy, and then we had the tongue type for the two horses.
There are a lot of misconceptions about ranching
mm-hmm.
in the old days, aren't they? People kind of had this image of it as being kind of all cowboys.
Oh,
and they
yes,
don't realize
and it really
that.
Wasn't. And you know, we had a phonograph, and we had good music that we could get on the phonograph, and we took good magazines, we took Harper's, and we had the Atlantic. Monthly, and I can remember the Saturday Evening Post and the Denver Post, all of the good, we always read. There was always good reading material around someplace.
Mm. The thing that men will use, they'll pull out of their back pocket to wipe the sweat off their brow or they blow their nose.
Handkerchief.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different than a bandana?
Well, no, not necessarily. We thought of a bandana as going around their neck when they were sweaty or keeping the flies off or something like that. But that same handkerchief bandana could have been used for a handkerchief too.
Okay. Would they wear gloves when they were working?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What kinds? Do you know? They're like leather gloves?
Well,
or?
I think that they probably were elk or deer hide, some of them, and then some were just the old jersey glove, you know, I remember some of that. But I know that they had gloves made after they killed a deer or they skinned it out. They may have had gloves made from that.
In the winter, would they wear mittens?
I don't recall mittens. I never had mittens per se. We had little gloves.
Okay.
And they were hand knitted, some of them grandmother made for us.
Okay.
And they were regular little gloves, but I don't ever recall mittens.
Okay. And what kind of hats?
Caps.